Bergen Road was a school that you stayed through infants, juniors, and seniors, wasn't
I
it?
didn't know because that was something else. When I was in infants, Miss Rye, we'd gone up to Parents' Day, I suppose. I don't think it was called that then, but my mum and dad had gone up and I was with them and they were just talking about how I was doing things. And Miss Wright had said to my mum and dad, "Well, if she carries on like this, she'll get a scholarship." And I remember my mum and dad being pleased and repeating all this conversation to my grandma. And I thought to myself, "Well, if I'm doing that good, why isn't it a doll? Why is it a ship? That's a boy's toy." I thought a scholarship was a toy. I thought it was a ship.
Oh, right. I didn't follow you just then, right.
It was the 11 plus, you see, that they were talking about. The other name for it was a scholarship. But at that age, I'd probably be about six, probably nearly seven. To me, I just heard the ship bit and thought, "Oh, I must be doing well, and they're going to give me a ship." I wanted a doll.
So you got your scholarship then, I
I
presume.
did, yes,
Right.
yeah. I mean, it was the best thing that my mum and dad could do because I mean they didn't have any money. I think they got £30 when I passed scholarship in the bank, and they got £1 left in when they bought me my uniform.
Yeah, it was expensive.
Very, very expensive. And I'll always appreciate that they gave me the chance because not a lot of girls in those days that passed the scholarship were allowed to go because the parents, especially the dads, looked at it and they said, "Oh, it's a waste of money. They're only going to get married and they'll be off our hands, you know." They wanted people like that to bring money in really to keep them, you know. So I were lucky in that respect. And it got me out of doing a lots of household chores because my excuse when I pass, I've got my homework to do.
I've heard
I
that
know. Beryl, it's not fair, it's not
before.
fair.